Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is good, and His return is imminent. You know, I'm alerted to the imminent return of the Lord. I love the Lord our God and King. And, you know, many people want, I know about the revival. The revival is in play. The Lord is mightily moving by His Spirit, and His return is imminent. So, I'm not trying to clock out ahead of time, because if I was not in the kingdom of God right now, I would want people that knew the Lord to pray and do what they could to get me saved. Now, I think about this considerably all the time, and I ask the Lord to help me to be covenant appropriate, because I don't always know what to do, but the Lord does. I know this: when I yield to the Lord, I've been not anybody that yield to the Lord, we can do a perfect work. We speak from heaven, folks. We speak from the unction of the Holy Ghost. And I was blessed last night. Mary had a she does the Sunday school at church, Mary Johnson. And she had a call conference meeting. The Lord put on her heart to talk about the open eyes. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. It blessed me and my wife. And some of the things she said, well, all the things she said is just spot on. It's just perfect. It's perfect knowledge. And most of the things she said was confirmations to the same revelation God had been giving me all week long. And I recorded some of it. I'm going to talk to her. I might put it on the website if she wants me to. But nevertheless, I thank God, because we need to know Him. We need to have our eyes open. And we need to see what God sees. As we yield to the Lord, we can be the blessing that somebody needs. Now, many years ago, the Lord told me this, that humans have more effect on humans than angels or demons. Or humans, how did he word it? I want to word it perfectly like he did. He said humans influence people. Humans influence humans more than angels or demons. See, we can see people every day. And remember, not if you just live a godly life, if you just live like Jesus, you'll bear fruit. But if you speak under the anointing, that's just a multiplication of what we can normally do. Now, with that being said, we're talking about the will. Today's broadcast is called Covenant Balance Sequel. Yesterday's broadcast, yesterday was June the 16th, 2022. It was a Thursday. Today is Friday, June the 17th, 2022. Yesterday's broadcast was called Covenant Balance. And this is called Covenant Balance Sequel. Usually when I do I didn't really want to stop yesterday. But I'm glad I did, because the Lord helped me understand more. And I like doing it. So today is a broadcast of a song, but it's a sequel to yesterday's. It's the difference between the part two is the sequel is done the next day. And so I thank God for what He's doing. Now, I've been desiring to know about the will of man and how it forms. Now, years ago, what puzzled me was why people didn't enter into the greater glories. You know, when they see something, Christian people don't always enter into it. Sometimes they appreciate it, they learn about it, but they don't partake of it as a way of life. And that could be many examples, you know. I give you an easy one. Jesus said, down to serpents and scorpions, nothing shall by no means hurt you. That's plain as day, isn't it? All right. So when Christians get mosquito bites, they don't claim immunity. They spray something on there to soothe the itch, or they spray some kind of mosquito repellent to keep the bite in the first. That's wise. But if you get, you can claim immunity. Paul shook the serpent off in the fire. And some people would say they see it. They understand that he did it. They believe it because the word said it. But, and they say, well, Paul did it because he's an apostle. No, he didn't. He did not shake that snake off in the fire, that viper off in the fire, and live because he was an apostle. He did it because he was a Christian. He had faith in what God said. He was trained by the Holy Spirit. Some people don't train. And I would love to be to that point. But, okay, if you want to be to that point, well, if you want to have the skill of faith, use it every day. If you get bit by an ant or anything, claim immunity. You know, I was cutting grass yesterday. I pulled a weed, and I felt something bite me. I don't know what it was. Probably an ant. But I claimed immunity. It could have been a black widow. It could have been anything. But I claimed immunity. And I'm fine. So, when you... if you're faithful in small things, you're going to be faithful in greater things. And also, you can ask for training. You can ask the Lord to train you. You can ask the Lord to guide you into all truth. You can ask the Lord to teach you how to do this and that. Now, and he will. Now, a long time ago, the Lord told me that the will is formed in the heart. And so, he started talking to me about the will when I did Covenant Balance again. And yesterday's broadcast, this one goes with yesterday's broadcast. Very important. The will is formed in the heart. And today's broadcast, I want to focus more on how the will is formed in the heart. As you take in the word, you know, you look out in life, we need... Jesus made his people the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Okay, so because we're the light of the world, we're an example of how it can be and how it should be. How it should be for everybody and how it can be for everybody. Our lives suggest that this is for everybody. Our education didn't give us the capabilities that the blood of Jesus gave us. A worldly education can never give us the abilities that the guidance of the Holy Spirit gives us. And it's based on what Jesus did. When he died in our place, and we believed it, we entered into life, everlasting life. We have a brand new spirit. And we don't have that appetite for sin from the heart, because our heart is made pure. Now, we have to do something with it. I gave the analogy about an adolescent getting their first computer. And their personal computer or Apple computer, what you know. So it can't do everything they need unless they put the right applications on it, the right apps on it. App is short for application. And so when you program that computer, now it can be useful. If you're an accountant, you'll put the accounting programs on it. A friend of mine, he cut grass. He had a program that helped him organize. When people would call, instead of going all over the city from one side of town to the other, he would plan his day and go to the nearest house, then the next house, and he gave himself so much time per yard, and he knew the size of the yard. It was very organized, and he did well with it. Now, when you have the right applications, you can do more. When you have the downloads of God's word in your heart, it gives you a strength, a stamina. You have an appreciation for life. And Christians that don't get the word, they use their normal reasoning abilities. And then if they really love God, they stay out of trouble. If they are persuaded by the world in any form, they don't want to do the worldly things, but they don't know how. You know, they don't have that balance yet. And if the enemy plots and plans, and they do things that they wish they didn't do, because they really just want to love God, and they don't want to do wrong. But when they're tempted, people are persuaded by people the opposite sex are attracted to each other. And you know what Jesus said, and then, but if you don't have the word in you, you don't have the stamina to stand. At your weakest point, the Lord will give you a way of escape. And that can be for any reason. Somebody might be tempted to compromise, tempted to act out of character. And that environment is, you need to escape it. And the Lord, the Holy Spirit will always make a way of escape. And you can, and when you know you're weak and you know you're not strong as you should be, take the way of escape. And he always done it for me. And in my weakest moments, I wanted to stand. And he would make a way of escape. So very important to know. Now, as we receive the word, we can grow stronger. Now, the way we measure the word is very important. Mark chapter 4 verse, gives us that insight. But before we go there, I want to show you something. When you go back to creation, God, he planted a garden eastward in Eden. Now, that's notable. Eden is the, I say that Eden is the only place that man didn't name. It was here before man was created. Because in Ezekiel chapter 28, after verse 11, it said that God was talking to Lucifer, that he was in Eden, the garden of God. Now, this was before God made Adam. See, when I did that that broadcast, Our Covenant Week, I explained all that. It's on audio page 6. It's down the page toward the bottom, not at the bottom, but toward the bottom of the... You'll find 5 files saying Our Covenant Week 1 through 5, 5 broadcasts. And I encourage everybody to listen to that. It gives the Word of God will make more sense to you if you can receive it. Now, if you can receive what God gave. That didn't come from my mind. That came from the Lord. When I did that broadcast with the band I was in. They had creation questions, and God gave me that. that was years of research before. I never did a broadcast like that. And the Lord gave me more while I was doing it. And then I asked him, I said, I would love to publish that on the website. I said, I don't do things without, unless God give me the clearance or the okay to do it. I said, one day, Lord, I would love to make a broadcast and, with those same notes and put it on the heart-to-heart broadcast. And so time went by, and about 2 or 3 weeks, he said, I want you to go ahead and do that broadcast. And I said, Lord, is that you or me? He said, I need it. So he sanctioned this, and I believe every word that he gave me. So Our Covenant Week, audio page 6. Now, with the king, years ago, way back in the 90s, he gave me it was called the Garden of Heaven. And, it was about how God created this garden, the Garden of Eden, and it gave Adam an example. Now, that's what I want to point out. The will of man, God told, he blessed Adam first, and he said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. And he told Adam that, and Adam heard him. And guess what? If you consider the rule of the Levites, how Levi paid tithes in Abraham when he paid tithes to Melchizedek, all of Adam's descendants was in his loins. And Eve was made out of Adam's rib, so all of his descendants were in them, because God said to them. Now I used to say, well, he's talking to Adam and Eve, because he said them, but actually he's talking to Adam and Eve and all of his descendants. And I'm sure the devil overheard it, and he knew that man had authority, and he had none. Now remember, Satan was cast out like lightning. He has no covenant. He's not a covenant being anymore. He's an enemy, and that's it. He uses deception and stolen authority, hijacked authority. When Adam listened to him, he used his authority that he stole from Adam through deception. Well, Adam wasn't deceived, but he through disobedience. Eve was deceived, but Adam was the was he became defiant against God. So his act of defiance gave Satan the right to be here. But Jesus took his power and gave it to us. So what we say, go. If you don't like what's going in the world, you have to say something. Just one person can do it. You have to say something. You have to speak and tell Satan what he can't do through his puppets. So that's another broadcast for another day. But the Lord is moving by his spirit. So what we're going to do is follow him. The will, it's formed in the heart. I liked what the Lord gave me. I said, Lord, I want to give the thoughts that you gave me last night as I thought about it. I said, I want something to go on, something kind of like when he gave me the balance that he told me. You know, he gave me that writing, that little short writing about balance. And this is what he gave me today. He said, the will is the sum of your faith and doubt. The will is the sum of your faith and doubt. It forms after your choices. See that? It forms after your choices. The will can be chosen and developed, encouraged, and discouraged. Now, these are facts about the will. Then he said this, purpose is in the living will, while destruction is in the worldly will, saith the Lord. That's what he gave me today. The will is the sum of your faith and doubt. It forms after your choices. The will can be chosen and developed, encouraged, and discouraged. Purpose is in the living will, while destruction is in the worldly will, saith the Lord. Now, with that in mind, it reminded me of Ephesians 4. One day I asked the Lord about the what is the power that works in you? And let's see where it is. I think it's 20. But he said, I found it. It's not in chapter 4, but it's in chapter 3. Ephesians 3 and 20. Now, Paul said this, the Holy Spirit said this through Paul. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now, watch this. According to the power that works in us, that worketh in us. So I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what is the power that worketh in us? He said, it's the sum, S-U-M, of what you believe. Just like the sum of 8 plus 8 is 16. It's the sum of what you believe. So your will is formed by the sum of your faith and doubt. If you sum up everything you believe, that's the strength of your faith. That's the power that works in you. Now, Jesus taught it this way in Mark chapter 4. And I'm going to tell you, the persuasion of God is much greater. It's actually hard to go after the world. It's a hard way of life. It's hard to do if you love God. It's really impossible if you really love God. If you sincerely love God, you just can't fall for the world. You can't sin. When Christ is formed in you, that's the Word of God, right? Jesus is the Word of God. When the Word is formed in you, you can't sin. You just can't do it. You'll have the stability, you'll have the strength, you'll have the will to do right, the desire to do right. It'll be much greater than the desire to deal with the headache of sinful pleasures. And you'll see it that way. So you just can't go and do it. You can't worship God in the Holy Ghost and enjoy and rejoice in the Lord and go out and rob a bank. You're just not going to do it. And that don't ever happen. People that do that, you have to have a leaven of hatred in you first. Now, Mark chapter 4 is a very important chapter. It's pivotal because he gave us the parable of the sower. And after he explained the parable of the sower, he said something very interesting. Verse 24. Verse 23 said, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. So that his will can be formed to be godly. Verse 24, he said this. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. This is your way out of this problem. The problem in the parable of the sower, this will solve it. Take heed what you hear. The way you measure, it'll be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. So people who reject the word, they can't, more will not be given. See, the opposite is true. They that take the word lightly, they're not measuring the word enough. And that what happens to a person when they don't receive God's word, or they refuse to receive God's word, or they put off receiving God's word, the world will come to attack them. The world will consume them. It's easy to get in trouble when you're weak. But when you're strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, it's impossible to fall. Because when the word is formed in you, it'll grow roots and you won't have worldly appetites. You have to be uneducated for Satan to really get one over on. You have to be, I'm not talking about worldly education, I'm talking about God's education. You have to be dumb spiritually. Now, you may not like the worldly ways. You may not want them in your life. And you may cry. Some people are weak. They just don't want the ways of the world. And they actually stay out of trouble. But they don't have strength and their life is miserable. Because they don't want the things that's crowding them in. And they lack the finances to move. And they don't know where to run, hide, because there's so much corruption around them. And they wish God would just take them out of this world. But you don't have to do that. God, when you cry out to the Lord, He will hear your prayer and He will avenge you. But see, if you don't become covenant-minded, it's very difficult to be blessed correctly. And you'll see other people blessed and you can't be blessed the same way. Now, a lot of times people don't know what studying will do for them. And so they, In their everyday actions, they don't take time with the Lord. And then things happen until they get so tired of it. They go find a good church and they start studying the word. Then they grow out of it. So the result of coming out of a destruction, which a worldly destruction, is receiving the word. Whether you go to church and get it, whether you take the Bible and read it. But see, when there are questions you're going to have, and unless you're real good at paying attention to the Holy Spirit, you need people to help you learn it. That's anointed. If you listen to anointed people, you can grow so much faster. There are some things the Lord taught me years ago, and I love my relationship with the Lord. But when I listen to godly men that's learning, you know, It's like this, folks. John taught that you don't need a man to teach you. He was showing us that the anointing would teach you. Well, guess what? Let's look at it like it is. Now, when I first read that, I was thinking, and I had a relationship with the Lord. So it seemed to me like in those days, in the 80s and 90s, I had a relationship. I had a strong relationship at the end of the 80s and the beginning of the 90s, and it mounted up over time. So that word meant a lot. That meant a lot to me. I needed the anointing. I didn't need a man to teach me. But guess what? And so I said, wait a minute now. I thought about it, I processed it the wrong way, in a way. If a person would just draw near to the Lord, and the Lord would definitely draw near to him, he would anoint him and the anointing would teach. And that's true. But it's not just your individual anointing. anybody that's anointed will speak by the, and they speak by the Holy Spirit. That's beyond man. Just like the things that God helped me understand, it was, I knew for a fact it was beyond me. I didn't teach myself those things. I had help by the Holy Ghost. So we, anointed people are qualified to teach you. And the Lord sanctioned them for the purpose of it. Now, I love Charles Capps. Now, I talk about Charles Capps and Kenneth Hagin more than others because that's who I listened to in the years that I was forming. As I was being trained by the Holy Spirit, I listened to international, you know, ministers, Kenneth Hagin, Charles Capps. I would listen to Kenneth Copeland sometimes. He used to come on the radio, but he didn't, and I didn't always have cable. So I would listen. I listened to him in the 80s, and then sometimes on TV, and I didn't watch TV much. Jesse Duplantis is a blessing, and I watched one of his videos. I listened to him sporadically, and every time I listened to him, I learned something great. See, there are great men of God out there that I don't refer to much, because I didn't spend as much time following their ministries. Now, Jerry Seville, I knew that he worked with Kenneth Copeland a lot. And I always thought he had the coolest name. I'm listening to him now that they got the Victory Channel. But I missed a lot of his teaching. But I knew who he was. I heard maybe a tape or two or just a few things that he taught. Because, again, I didn't watch TV much. And so there are people, I'm not trying to ignore these wonderful people of God, but I listened to the people I had access to, Gloria and Kenneth Copeland, but mostly Kenneth Hagin and Charles Capp. So you'll hear me refer to them and Creflo Dollar. Now, my nephew went to his church, and I had some of his tapes, and I would drive out of town, and I would listen to him, and I'd turn that tape over and listen to the other side, and I'd turn it over and listen to it again. Why? Because I love the anointed teaching that the Holy Spirit has provided through people. I don't care if it's me or anybody else. So, you know, and locally, I listened to Scott Webb, Frank Matchin, and Steve Green was on the radio in those days. And locally, all these were locals. The church at Gardendale, Lynn Lawson. They, you know, they feel their voice filled the air, and I loved it back then. So, all these people have impacted my life. Now, the will is the sum of your faith and doubt. So, if you're receiving the word of God and you measure it, be. Now, I measure the word the way I measured it, and I had the results according to that measure. See, when Christ is formed in you, especially when you have the love of God in you, the word of God is the knowledge of love. So when you have his love in you, now I asked the Lord to teach me how to love his people so that I wouldn't lose it and get in a fight or something like I almost did when I asked him to teach me how to love his people that day. On the way home, I had almost got in a fight. I talk about that so much, I'm going to skip that part. But when I started, I earnestly asked him to teach me to love his people. Now, that's the language of God. It's not Hebrew, Greek, or English. It's his real language is love. Everything else is a dialect to relay his love. But that's his language. So I touched God's heart asking him to teach me to love his people. And I earnestly did. I wanted that more than a new car. I knew I could have asked for a car. Or whatever, you know, a house. I wanted to know how to love his people more than some people would want a car or a house or a swimming pool. I didn't care. I said, what good would all that do if I don't love his people right? And I put that first. That was the top shelf prayer of mine, to love his people. Now, the revelation flowed after that. I didn't have a problem learning from God after I asked him to teach me to love his people. Now, this is why I say, see, the will is formed in your heart. Now, years ago, I was in a band, and we played worldly music and gospel music, mostly worldly music. And at the grocery store, I worked. See, we got saved at the grocery store, one after the other. There was a guy, he was in another band, All right. And he played, that band played worldly music. And so I learned something from him. We was at the Krispy Kreme when it used to be in Eastwood Mall, or near Eastwood Mall. And we was in the parking lot talking. He said, the Lord told me to give away all of my equipment and concentrate on his word. Now, he said he went to a church and he did it quick because he didn't want to lose the charge and give up and not do it. He wanted to do it immediately while he had the strength to do it. And I learned from that. Another guy, Chris Lucas, said, if you ever don't feel willing, ask the Lord to help you be willing. Now, these are the steps that I learned to use God's strength. Now, I don't trust myself to master things. But I said, Lord, help me when I need to do something. I said, help me be willing. Help me, you know, like the guy said, help my unbelief. I asked the Lord to help me do it. I want my will to be intact. Now, I learned to confess the word from Charles Capps, and it works. The Lord said that the will can be chosen and developed. So, Lord, this is how I want to be. Help me do it. And teach me how to do it. Help me be. I told my wife just moments ago, don't try to do it in your strength. Ask the Lord to help you have appetite for the word. Ask him to help you have a love for his understanding. And it'll happen. I confess that I love the word. I love his people. I love his will. I love his ways. And that's how the will is developed. It can be encouraged and discouraged. Now, the Proverbs it warns us not to discourage our children. We need to encourage everybody with the living love of God. If they have a living will, they have purpose, and they won't have destruction. They won't cause their destruction, and they'll have a brace against worldly destruction. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in throughout your life to next.